For Mississippi, disaster, destruction, and despair are just a few of those been there, done that deals. They've got the tattoos, piercings, and memories to hang on the wall. What's left of it from the hurricanes that blew through a few years ago. But the BP blowout, that's another story. Director Steve Shepard of the Sierra Club Gulf Coast chapter had a grim assessment of the environmental situation.
Meanwhile, though, it has gone into the Louisiana marshes, which is terrible. It's gone into the Chandelure Islands, which is a nesting area, the Freemason Islands, the Breton Islands. It has hit major nesting areas. We just had dead dolphins wash up. I'm certainly concerned the dead dolphins were affected by the chemicals that they're swimming under. And I have to say chemicals because we're also doing this grand experiment with releasing dispersants, which are similar to detergents, but they are also a toxic substance. The oil's toxic, the dispersants are toxic. If it comes into our estuaries anywhere, and particularly in the Louisiana marshes, then we're looking at a major collapse of seafood, our birds, our turtles, our wildlife. And, of course, the worst case I've seen predicted is that it might actually enter the Gulf Loop and go to the Florida Keys. I would hate for anything in Florida to be affected by this.
The STEPS Coalition of Mississippi held a federal agency's community information session at the Mary C. O'Keefe Cultural Center in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Outside, the air was perfumed with Confederate jasmine and southern magnolia. Inside, their idea was to raise a stink and get a straight answer from the officials in charge. Although she got his name wrong, event coordinator Linda St. Martin aimed the first question to BP's Darrell Willett.
This question is for Mr. Woods. Mr. Woods, considering the secretiveness and stealth of British Petroleum before this incident and your record since this incident, I find it very difficult to accept anything that British Petroleum is now telling us, and I find it highly objectionable that the things that you're attempting to do are not observed by anybody from the environmental community that we trust. And I would like to see this rectified. I do not know if it's in the province of the Coast Guard or British Petroleum, but I'm certain if British Petroleum said we would like people from the Gulf Restoration Network, the Nature Conservancy, or the Sierra Club to be on the site observing what we do, I'm sure it would come to pass. And I would like to know if you will take this and make that recommendation to the executives at British Petroleum who do have control of this.
And ma'am, you said the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, and what was the third one?
Gulf Restoration Network.
Okay.
No. Yes.
Yes?
Gulf Restoration Network.
And the answer to your question is yes, I'll take that back.
And what do you think our chances are of having that come to pass?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I will definitely be on a plane tonight, headed back to Robert, Louisiana, and first thing in the morning when I sit down with Doug Suttles, I will mention these organizations and the cooperation with them.
I thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Casey DeMoss Roberts, Assistant Director of the Water Resources at the Gulf Restoration Network, is frustrated that BP is in charge of the oil spill disaster response.
I would have to say that the response has been completely inadequate. I think having BP in charge of the response and recovery is not the best way to go about this.
Linda St. Martin considers Florida's Governor Charlie Crist a hero. Just a few months ago, Crist wanted to expand drilling near Florida's sensitive coastline. But, said St. Martin, after a flight over the BP blowout scene, Crist immediately changed his position and is now against drilling near Florida. St. Martin has little praise for anyone else in charge.
There are not words to describe how disappointed I am in this panel and their response to the genuine concerns of the citizens of the state of Mississippi. The very idea that British Petroleum, after their irresponsible behavior, is being allowed to go out and in the Gulf and take the samples that the EPA is using is so egregiously offensive to me, I cannot find the words to describe my outrage.
The crowd of around 100 was subdued most of the evening. Then applause broke out when a fisherman stood up and asked when he and the other watermen in the area will get hired for the cleanup work. And will they be compensated for lost income?
When y'all gonna pay up? When y'all gonna put us to work? When you gonna make the boat leave the dock? What's the work?
For more information and video, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF, this is Tom Bauer reporting from the Gulf Coast.